I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. It's never too late to learn. From the time he was a small boy, Marcus Aurelius's life had been shaped around the educational process. He had tutors. He had an ascending ladder of jobs designed to teach him. He read books. He attended philosophy lectures. Even after he became emperor, Marcus kept advisors and experts around him. So you might think eventually as he got older that he would have tired of this, or at least tapered off. He was pretty smart at this point, right? He was, after all, further along the path of wisdom than just about anyone who had ever held his job before or since. But no, that's not what happened. The opposite did. Even well into old age, we're told that Marcus kept learning. A friend once spotted Marcus heading out on an errand. "What are you doing?" he asked. "It's good even for an old man to learn," Marcus replied. "I am now on my way to Sextus the philosopher to learn that which I do not yet know." It's a stunning scene, particularly after a parade of so many closed-minded and ignorant emperors. "O Zeus," his friend exclaimed, "the king of the Romans in his old age takes up his tablets and goes to school." If Marcus can do it, so can you. It's never too late to learn. We're never too old to go to school. Education is something we're doing for life, Seneca said, not for graduation. So we must never stop. We must never think that we've learned all there is to know. We must never think we are too important to keep challenging ourselves. There's always time to learn what we do not know. And of course, this is the principle that we built our Read to Lead course around, Truman's idea that not all readers are leaders, but all leaders have to be readers. All leaders have to be learning constantly. And the best way to learn and read and pursue this sort of path of wisdom is to have a practice, a process by which you learn. That's what we built this course around. You can check it out at dailystoic.com/reading. And it's 2 weeks of really great thinking exercises, challenges that will make you a better reader, make you a better thinker, and ultimately a better leader. So check that out. And of course, remember, all Daily Stoic Life members get all our courses for free. So you can sign up at dailystoiclife.com. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And this is the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.